Welcome back to the Bench Buzz. I'm Maxwell Gilling. I'm thrilled to be joined by the head coach of the Ben Davis Lady Giants and Coach Stan Bench. How are you doing today, Coach?
I'm doing okay. I'm surviving.
All right. And, Coach, the Giants traveled to Columbus North on Tuesday, and they got a 38-25 victory over the Bulldogs, and then they would outscore them 28-11 in the second half. What were your thoughts on the Lady Giants' performance?
Well, I thought defensively we did a good job. Offensively, we did not play well, didn't hit shots, but we persevered. We had, you know, sometimes you get very frustrating when you're not hitting any shots, and that the girls came through, and we finally made a few baskets that last quarter. And so overall, I was pleased with how the players responded.
And we had London Brooks and Taylor Guest return to the lineup in this game. How important is it for those two to be back?
Well, you need everybody. Everybody on the team is extremely important. And, yes, they each bring a positive attribute to the team, and it was good to have them back. And I'm sure they were good to be playing again after having such a long absence.
And the Giants would then host Pike on Saturday. They lost 60-57. I know you missed the game, so we can talk about that a little bit later, but what would you say happened in that one?
Well, I think the not hitting shots happened again in that game. We missed a lot of easy shots from what I saw on the film, and, you know, it was senior night for the girls. I know they all wanted to play well and have a great experience, and sometimes senior night can be a boost to the team, but sometimes the players are a little emotional and can throw them off a little bit. And, you know, it wasn't a horrible game by any stretch of the imagination, but it wasn't one of their better performances.
And you actually missed this game. What was that like?
Oh, it's the first game in my coaching career that I've ever missed. And it was extremely difficult. And, you know, I watch a live stream, but I found out live stream is still like a 25, 30 second delay. Tried to communicate with the coaches, but, you know, it was just very, very difficult. You want to be there. You feel for the players when they're not having success at first. You know, we got off to a good start and I thought, oh, good. Everything's going to be fine. And then we just hit a lull there in the second quarter and got in a little bit of foul trouble and just couldn't overcome it, lost a close one at the end.
And now the Giants are going to get to have a week off before their next game. What do they need to work on?
Well, we need to be able to hit, get going offensively and get our offensive rhythm. I think so many players missing practice and so forth, having sickness sort of messed up our offensive rhythm. So we need to do that. And defensively against Pike, there were things that we messed up on that we need to do better. So that needs to be worked on. And the frustrating part is I'm going to miss most of practice this week, if not all of it. So that's another thing that's really putting this team behind the eight ball, and the players are going to have to respond in a positive way.
And on Saturday, the Giants host 11-8 Center Grove in a Mick conference matchup at 1:30. What will the Giants need to do to defeat the Trojans?
Well, Center Grove plays a distinctive type of basketball. They play extremely good defense. They're very patient on offense, and we need to get the game going up and down the floor and play with a lot of energy. If you don't play with a lot of energy against Center Grove, you can be in trouble. And if you look at Center Grove, they play almost every team they play tight. I don't care how good the team is or if they're just an average team. Center Grove plays at a possession-by-possession game, and it's going to be a tough one Saturday.
And sectionals get announced on Sunday, so I know we're excited to see that, and we'll cover that next week. So thank you, Coach, and good luck this weekend.
Okay, thank you.
began.